Hey huggers, Miss Hernandez here with a special edition of Hug Happenings. My favorite part in Y is the language tree and all of the languages. I really like listening to all those different languages, especially the ones that are endangered, because that's just not something that we hear very often. And so it just has always interested me to see how all the languages are related, and then hearing the endangered languages. The part I struggled with the most, and I think that this is the part you guys struggled with too, was all the different types of diffusion. When I first taught that, my very first year of teaching AP Hug, it was really confusing to me because, like some of you said, it just kind of seems like they're all the same. But as I found more and more examples, it really did start to make sense with me. And I just understand that folk culture or local culture is just always going to move through relocation diffusion. And as something becomes more and more popular, depending on how fast it's moving, that's when it moves into expansion diffusion and can get even more specific with the different types of that diffusion. My why of the where and my connection across all chapters is actually going to be combined. The why of the where is really looking at cultural landscape and how that gives you a sense of place. And so when it talks about the diffusion of cultures and what languages they speak and what religions they are, this is part of what gives you the why, or that gives you the cultural landscape. You combine all those things, what the people build, why they build it, the language they put on it, especially if it's connected to religion, all of that together gives you the sense of the place. My classroom connection to the chapters would really probably have to be the day that we went through all the different types of diffusions and the two different types of culture, folk culture and pop culture, because to me that really also kind of connected to chapter 7's language and chapter 8's religion. And we looked at, you know, all the little cultures like the whistling culture and the Mao in China. But then we also looked at pop culture and how some stuff maybe even kind of starts out as folk culture, but because it gets so big so fast and it becomes, while so popular, it turns into pop culture. Once again, this has been a special edition of Hug Happenings with your AP Hug teacher, Miss Hernandez.